Hargy, Hargy, I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Jay, what's my fans? Giggles.
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up! Shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
What are you laughing at?
You just look.
You look great.
You look good.
Just great.
Great. Good show. What is it? Wednesday?
It's a Wednesday.
We're supposed to do a show Tuesday.
Yes.
Or Monday.
Right.
Bailed on us.
Well, it's not that I bailed per se.
Yeah.
It's that. Well, a lot of things are happening in my life right now.
We're gonna get right into it. Let's get right into it. So the hole moved out.
AKA the hammer.
The broken home for boys.
Broken home for boys is disbanding.
It's disbanding. It was three, it's now two. Now it's just you and Scrap.
Me and Scrap.
Oh, that's got to be the worst.
You were living there with just Scrap for a while.
Yeah.
Then the hull came in. And
ruined everything.
Ruined everything.
He's a slop.
Now that he is out, things are like immensely better.
It's just immensely better.
We cleaned everything out. We just threw everything out.
Yeah.
Our apartment is like a real apartment now. It's not a frat house.
Nice.
It's really amazing. Man. I'm actually like 1,000% happier now that hull is gone.
Now, are you paying 100% of the rent now?
Paying 100%
because it's you and Scrap, so.
It's true.
But I hear he's got a job now. Is this true?
Things are happening for him. Yeah. We'll see how it works out. I don't want to give anything away yet. When if his show starts airing, I'll plug him.
All right, nice. So you were in this closet of a room.
I feel like I'm being interviewed. Give it to me.
And now you're in the big room.
Now
you're
I'm in the big room. I'm in your old room.
You're
broken home.
A lot of broken dreams happening in that room.
I bet.
Thin walls. You can hear everything. Scrap's room is really the worst because you can hear on both
sides what's happening.
Every
side. I know.
Terrible.
It's awful.
And then you can hear him. Yeah, it's not really him. It's her. Well, sometimes it is. Uh-oh. It is her. It is him.
I feel like it's mostly him.
Let's
get away from talking about Scrap because that can get down an ugly road. We are at 646-915-92. What is it? Give it to me.
646-915-9228.
There it is.
You know what? I'm going to do reverse psychology. Don't call.
Don't call.
Don't call.
We don't want you to call.
We don't want you to call. Oh, man. Big week.
So, big week. But, like, when's the last time? So, the last time you moved was in here.
No, up with Hedges on 37th Street.
Into here.
Yeah, from here. Yeah.
Obviously.
Right.
So, was there anything, like, that you, like, had to shed? That you were like, I don't want to part with this, but I have to. And I'd like to hear from people out there. Don't call, but call us and tell us like things you've had to shed over the years that you've like, you didn't want to part with, but you're like, you know what? This is it.
It's time.
Yeah, it's time.
I mean, I've been trying. I've been doing a little bit of clothes cleaning. Like
and
getting
I
rid
came
of some
in
clothes.
Here and you guys are totally doing
we're
a
spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning out.
I put up a shelf. Like Mrs. Giggles has been asking me for months to put up this shelf. I finally did it.
And what do? Just sit at home all day? Oh, you could put up shelves.
It's true, but like I was worried about the walls because we got nice drywall, you know. Uh-huh. And I didn't want to put a hole in the wall, and we didn't want to.
But that's what they have the putty for. You can just seal it back up.
Sure, putty it all up. I did one of those broom handle things. You know, the things that stick on the wall, and you stick the broom handle, and it holds it onto the wall. I just put that in, installed that.
Installed it. Nice.
I won't say I'm not the handiest person, so that I have a little faith. In my handyman skills.
I know.
So
I've seen it.
So, you know.
What's with this broom handle? You put something on a broom handle?
It's a thing on the wall that holds brooms and mops. So you just stick it in there and it holds them.
When I was younger, we used to torture my friend John, who lives up in Massachusetts. We used to just torture. Mostly we tortured his mom.
Yeah.
She's not here with us anymore, but.
She passed away?
She passed away a while ago.
The DMC.
Yeah.
Dead Mom's Club.
Dead Mom's Club. But we used to torture the hell out of her. And some of the things we used to do is we would take condoms, put a little bit of milk in them, tie them up, and throw them around the room.
Oh, that's gross.
So when his mom cleaned his room for him for the longest time.
Oh, nice.
So when she found him, she would flip out. We convinced her that he was gay on more than one occasion where she would flip out. And then for some reason, we would just tape things to his wall. Like one day we taped a broom to his ceiling. Don't ask me why.
No reason.
No reason.
No reason.
But yeah, and that reminds me of April Fool's Day.
Dude, you got me. You put something on Scrap's wall. I'll say
it wasn't
the
me. It was actually John up in Massachusetts.
It was brilliant,
but I liked it
because it got like, me.
It got everybody,
and it was congratulations. I'm so happy for you guys.
Congratulations on the engagement.
It was so good. It got me.
I got so many people.
It was good,
but I don't understand. Like, don't believe anything on April Fool's Day.
Don't believe anything. Anywhere.
Don't believe anything. You can't believe. It was like the epitome of don't believe what you read on the internet.
It's true. Drew, speaking of which, this whole
actually really funny part of it was that he got a Facebook message from one of his old girlfriends who just had a baby, and she it was like a sincere like, "I'm so happy for you," and he had to write her back and be like, "Yeah, it was April Fool's Day."
Oh, that's so good. So good. Speaking of don't believe anything you see on the internet, whole Coney issue is sort of, I don't know if we've done a show since the guy was dancing naked in the streets.
No, we did do that
show. But you don't hear anything about it anymore. It's like it's dissipated.
Yeah.
You know?
I kind of had a feeling that was going to happen.
Yeah. Buckle under the pressure, like a cheap lawn chair.
Well, he totally buckled under the pressure. I think he's still locked up. I don't know the exact
thing.
No,
he's out.
He must be, but he was like seriously gone.
He was whacked.
He was whacked.
He was whacked. I don't think they...
Malnourished.
Dehydrated.
Dehydrated. It is bad.
Ugh. Unsexed.
On sex, just masturbating terrible. In the street. It's terrible. Just walking around. Did you see the video?
Oh, I loved it.
That was a great video. Just walking around, screaming at somebody.
Yeah.
But, and just masturbating.
But don't you feel like sometimes you just want to do that? Like, you know, you're so stressed. You're like, I just want to get out naked and run in the streets.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever had an urge to go mad and go run out in the streets. What are some things? All right, here's a good question. What are some things that make you mad enough to want to run out in the streets naked and scream about?
I haven't gotten there yet.
Nothing?
No. I try to be a calm person. I don't really get
mad.
Is that
a part of the whole apathetic society where we just don't care?
We just don't care.
Just don't care.
You know? Everybody's keeping calm, carrying on.
Carrying on. Maybe that's the problem with our society is keep calm and carry on.
It's true.
Maybe we need to freak out more.
We should. So get this.
All right. Yesterday, you're not listening to me, but that's cool. Go ahead.
Because I'm on a different wavelength.
With this.
Why don't you fix that up?
I'm trying. Go ahead.
All right. So yesterday, I go, Bloomberg, the mayor of our town. Is
That guy
in the Department of Education. They want to close 32-something schools, 17 schools. I don't know the numbers.
What's the reasoning?
I don't. Because they're not performing. But I got this fact.
That doesn't make any sense. If schools aren't performing, don't close them.
No, it makes no sense.
Where are these
sense.
Kids going to go?
Excuse me. It's a good question. So I went to this rally, and I had the audio, but it's on the Zoom, so I'm gonna put something together. It's going to be good. But I went to this rally. I have no business going to this rally. Business. I don't have kids in school. I'm not a teacher. But I was like,
Hell no.
I'm going to go to this rally.
We don't have anything else to do.
I don't have anything else to do. So William C. Bryant High School, the one right there on 48th Street and 31st Avenue, right there.
Right by you.
It's closing, yeah. So they had this mandatory town hall meeting where, you know, the officials get to speak, the parents get to speak, all students get to speak. And the deputy chancellor was reading why they're closing the school, you know. And all these kids are yelling, "Save our schools, save our schools." The principal stands up, gets on the microphone and says, "Listen, guys, you know, please let's show this deputy chancellor that we are respectful. Let's listen to her. Let's hear her out, blah, blah, blah." They don't do it. They start yelling. And I'm listening. And I'm a passive observer. I brought the camera. I got a little press pass. I was down in front.
You had a press pass?
Oh, yeah. It was good.
What press pass are you using?
Well, they just said, get down on the front.
Did you actually have a press pass?
No.
No. Then what are you talking about?
Well, I felt like I had a press pass.
You should make up a press pass. Let's make up some D&G press passes.
I like it. So they get me down in the front. I'm taking pictures. And the deputy chancellor's, female, she's going through all the notes and stuff. And
but nobody can hear.
Well, nobody can hear because everybody's yelling. And I was like, listen, guys, you got to shut up. You know, like.
Did you say anything?
No.
Why don't you say
I'm
something?
Passive.
Why don't you get involved?
Well, the student president, student body president was trying to keep everybody calm and things like that.
Keep on, calm, carry keep on.
But then I noticed that the principal, this female principal of the school didn't have control of her troops.
Is that like, a female thing?
Female thing. And I was like, well, you know, it could have been a male thing. But, like, if she stood up and she didn't have control of her students. Like, I feel like a principal in New York City school.
So she's getting bullied.
Bullied. You gotta be in control of your crowd. You gotta be like, listen, hey, this is on our side. They're not gonna close their school.
Isn't that the whole idea of being a principal is making those hard decisions and really ruling?
Yeah. I mean, maybe I've seen, like, too many, like, you know, these inner city movies where kids are, you know, cat wants out. Well, yeah, the principal's like the hero.
The hero.
But I was like, these kids didn't have any respect for their principal. They didn't want to listen
to
it.
They didn't care.
So, but anyway.
Did you really care?
No. You know, I care because I was like, there's
got to. Did you care when you were in school?
Yes. Sort of. I went to a magnet school, so I had, like, the arts program. Like, we did theater and, like, you know, and we respected our principal. I don't know if I don't know. So it was just.
It was also in Florida.
It's also in Florida.
Yeah. It's not in the city. There was also in Williamsburg, there was a teacher or.
Touching kids.
No, I didn't hear about that. I don't know what you're talking about. But there was a walkout by the teachers and students and faculty and all that. And
you're kidding me.
Because apparently there's a lot of mold in their school. It's in Williamsburg.
Oh, yeah.
And the school is like, no, there isn't. No, that's cool, guys. Yeah. Totally cool. And they had a walkout.
Really?
So, yeah. It was like it was a huge thing. I saw it on the news last night. I don't know anything more than that.
That's all we know.
Yeah, that's all we know.
It's just interesting. You know, I sat there and listened to the politicians talk, and I listened to some of the teachers talk, and I was like, all right, so, but here's the fact.
You're getting involved in your community.
I'm getting involved in my community.
Maybe we'll talk about your big news.
Maybe next week.
Maybe.
So I'm listening to these people talk,
uh-huh.
And 57 of this school, uh-huh. 57% of the kids
majority.
Graduate. 57% of the kids graduate. All right?
Okay.
So 43%, that's right? Yeah. 43% don't graduate. That's pretty, I mean, granted, and here was the argument that people were saying, uh-huh. that sometimes it takes, the six-year graduation rate is 66% or 65%. And their argument was that these kids, you know, that Queens is the most diverse neighborhood. There's, okay. you know, 200 different languages spoken. You know, English isn't Ooh. Their first language. All this stuff, and which I do agree with, all right? But 57% graduation rate is not really great.
It's not good.
It's not good.
All, however, though, if we were playing baseball and you hit 50% of the time, you're batting .570, yeah. which is amazing.
It's not bad.
So, I mean, you're talking apples and oranges here, but
this is high school.
This is high school.
I had this kid, a friend, dropped out in ninth grade, and I was like, really, dude?
What did he do after he dropped out?
We never heard from him again.
Never?
No. He moved to
what was that? Oh.
Oh, it's Plan B McGee. We got Plan Backdoor McGee.
Walk in. Backdoor McGee.
Backdoor McGee.
Shit.
It's like an 80s sitcom.
It is. You're Kramer. No, what are the best, like, that's a good question. What are the Morris best?
Came in.
You did came in through the window.
Yeah. Clarissa,
why don't you get
explains
on the
it all.
Mic so we can talk to
How
you.
How you doing?
Okay. Hey.
Did you bring
guys.
Any did you bring any beer?
Did you bring anything?
You assume things. Some,
no.
But
well,
I have one.
Joining us before she even gets on mic.
Already asking.
Bring her up. Plan B McGee.
Hi, guys.
Give me a mic check. Give me a mic check.
Who? Mic check.
Oh, that
mic
sounds
check.
Good.
One, two.
Who also has some pretty big news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not pregnant.
I'm not pregnant.
Congratulations on the engagement.
Yeah. It's the big news that my ex-boyfriend Facebooked me and was like, I'm coming to the city.
Oh,
And I checked his Facebook status. Broken up with his girlfriend.
Really? Oh, is this the guy with the bad hair?
Oh, bad hair.
He's not listening. He's not listening.
He's
bad hair.
Nobody's listening.
Not listening.
All right.
Nobody's listening.
So he's coming into the city. So he's newly single. And is there any? Did you get a little butterflies in the stomach?
I did.
Really?
All right. So it happens. You guys are like about to hook up. Do you do it?
Well, last time we saw each other, we hooked up.
Full on.
Hardcore.
No. I mean, not like.
We get right into it.
I just
get right into it.
Right in.
Dive right in.
All right, so that's not the big news, actually.
I know it's not the big news. That's not what I was talking about, but that's news.
That is news.
He comes in. Are you going to hang out with him the first day he comes in?
Oh, I think that's up to him because he said he's here for work. So
what
it's
does
kind
he do?
Of like he is like the executive director of like a theater company.
So why isn't
and
he wine and dine
dance
you?
Company? Yeah, he
He's
should.
Getting to it.
He always should have. He always had money.
Shit. Bad hair, though.
Shit.
I hope he's not listening.
No,
I love
he's
you.
Not listening.
He's a cool
I
guy.
Love you.
Well, he's a cool guy. He's like my only real boyfriend.
You just said I love you.
Wow.
I did. I did love him. Oh, yeah. We dated for a year and a half.
Get up in on that mic. Get
seriously.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Ooh, there we go.
I just dove right into like a real therapy session right now.
That's cool.
That's what we do here.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, I'll definitely hang out as, you know, as soon as he's in town.
So you're raring to go.
No, it's not like that. I'm excited to see him.
You got another
fucking old guy, you know,
old guy
dude texted me today trying to get up on this junk.
Damn.
It's a big day for Ems
big
McGee.
Big day for Plan B McGee.
Oh, man. But.
What? But what?
The big news is.
Yes, let's hear the news.
Hold on.
Let's see if I can get something
God,
for you.
It takes forever
you
with your sounder.
You cannot just like Google sound effect while I'm like about
it.
To say.
All right, ready? Here it is. Ready?
Okay.
Oh no! Wait, that was the wrong one.
That's good. That was a good one.
I know that.
You're a jerk.
That was it. How about this one? All right, tell me the news.
None of these are good.
Wait! I gotta.
I don't have a roll anymore. I used to have a roll. It's gone.
I gotta go. Hold on.
Nobody cares anymore what the news is.
I'm just waiting. They've just left.
They've just gone.
There's
out.
There's nobody there.
I am doing a show at Joe's Pub on May 6th.
What are you doing?
Oh. Well,
shoot. That's pretty good.
You like this
right,
one?
I'll
this is
one.
Good. This is better. It took me a while. Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hey now, hey now, her boyfriend's back. Wow, it took you like 10 minutes to do that.
Hey now,
my boyfriend's back.
All right. So, Plan B McGee, boyfriend's back, ex-boyfriend.
No. Yeah.
But is there hope for the future with this?
I don't think so.
Or just like a, so. Like a you could use a good root.
A little root.
Like clean your pipes out a little bit.
Oh God, yeah. I mean, it has been a while.
How long has it been?
Since I've had sex or since I've made out with anybody?
Let's go both. Let's start out with make out.
No, I don't want to say make out, but I.
All right, sex.
Summer. August.
Wow. Almost on the 1 year mark.
This walking around the city? Really, people?
Yeah.
How often do you get hit on?
I have to like rate the guys in terms of like worthiness. Like if it's just like some guy like on the subway that's like,
all right, what's a worthiness?
Like
what's
homeless.
Worthiness?
Like if he doesn't have a wedding ring, he's not a construction worker.
God, this is
he's
depressing.
Not 18.
This is depressing. It's been a little while.
That's all right. You're saving yourself for the right guy.
I think, yeah. I think I'm saving myself.
Just like Dave is doing.
Yeah.
Saving himself
something
for
like
the
that.
Right guy, Dave.
That's right.
Oh, can you get my beer in my purse?
What is going on here?
I just rolled up. I just feel like.
You're coming in like freaking
I
tornado.
Came in hot and heavy.
Like
guys,
a tornado.
That's what this show needed. I'm guessing that the show probably wasn't.
We were talking about the education system. It
crazy.
Was
crazy. Like,
we're going
really
crazy.
Exciting. I'm guessing that. There's not been a
lot. Are you saying we just need you? That's what we need.
I'm saying sometimes you need somebody
look
to bounce
this.
Some ideas.
Nice.
Off.
Just.
Guys, I'm going to produce.
Just produce it up.
You got to produce.
You've had two producers now that have left.
We have like way
four.
More than two producers that left.
Four.
Like you can't hang
thing,
on to a producer.
The funny thing is that you know the reason why they leave?
Giggles.
Every
I always
time
push them out.
He pushes. The problem is that they'll get too close to me. He'll get jealous. And start pushing them out.
Well, the producer's trying to like take over the show. You know what I'm saying?
They'll get too close to me, and you'll start pushing them out. What are you playing over there?
Don't you worry about it.
Yeah. What is this gonna be? Oh yes.
I bet you there's a lot of that.
It's been the last 6 months. It's true.
Ouch.
It's been the last 30 years.
All right,
you
so
know what? 6 months is no big deal, though. Like, come on. Like, I don't want to be a slut. Like,
no.
Come on. I
yeah.
mean, I don't want to be just, like, having sex
what
every
about
month
that,
with a different
what
guy.
What about Giggles' wedding?
I don't know if I...
There wasn't any single... Oh.
I don't think I want to talk about that.
Ouch.
That's
no,
been less than 6 months.
That has been less than 6 months.
I feel like whenever
that's
there's...
So much...
did that not count?
No, I'm not saying that. I just feel like a lot of times, like when there's only one listener, he's like the one listener. Narrows it down. No, it was, you know, we all had a really fun time at that wedding.
Sure.
It was just
it was
like
epic.
A great, like, un, like, inhibited time. Oh, it was kind of like going back in time to like the 70s. It was like our Woodstock.
Bring it in, guys.
It was like our Woodstock.
Bring the wedding in. We did this weekend was epic.
That was epic,
I mean,
too.
We've gotten this down to a science.
Whose wedding was it? It was a friend?
Our friend Jimmy.
Jimmy and Alia. Jimmy.
The pictures are amazing on Facebook.
You didn't see any of those?
I saw some of them. I don't really know those people.
He shot the shit out of this wedding.
It did. That's kind of gross.
It did. It was, well, you know what? It's nice.
Shit.
They were a good-looking couple, you know, and they were. And I did their engagement photos, which was nice. And so they were like, "Yeah, whatever you want to do." Like I put them out in a field. I put them up against, a cottage.
It was like the real deal.
Yeah,
it was really good.
And she's gorgeous. What is this? Her
Egyptian.
Is it no? Palestinian. Palestinian, and then something.
Is
else.
Palestine a real country?
And not technically, but. I mean, still from the same
area. It's a hot topic.
So, I mean, half, I think half Arabic is kind of hot, you know?
I'm pretty sure they were Egyptian.
I think I might have just made that up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had a crush on a half. What?
Yeah, this is just us having
Nobody
a conversation with Mike's here. It's true. Anyway,
it's true. Moving on.
He did a really good job shooting the thing.
I'm
so
sure
he was
he
kind
did.
Of on duty, and the rest of us were getting pretty schnockered.
We did end up the night of the wedding. We did end up at a Waffle House at 3 a.m.
Oh my god!
And I got the giggles.
And giggles.
I bet you
giggles
did.
Got the giggles. Like I've never heard him get the giggles, and that's when I really understood the name, because you said that Dave was there for a giggle fit.
Oh man!
I mean, it was embarrassing.
I was trying
to order. He
was he inebriated
weeping,
in any
crying.
Way?
Oh,
I was crying.
Because he had to work for most of the day and we were kind of drinking very slowly, we went to a winery, like we were drinking slowly throughout the day. He finished filming or was kind of just like, I'm off duty, and started drinking real heavy. And I was surprised how fast you caught up. Like,
he's
and,
a lightweight.
And went past.
He's a lightweight.
Surpassed
you get pretty drunk pretty quick.
Because all of a sudden at the Waffle House, this man.
You've never experienced his giggle fit?
Weeping, no.
Really?
And we've been best friends
for
a
long
time.
For a long time.
I've never seen anything like that. It was embarrassing
it
because
is embarrassing.
He was crying, and
that's what,
I was
that's when
to
he
order.
Showed up at my work. He had a giggle fit, and I did not want to let him in.
Nope, shouldn't have.
And then he asked the waitress.
This is the most embarrassing part of the story.
All right, let's
yeah,
hear it.
He asked the waitress. He was like, on a scale of 1 to 10, like all the people that come into this Waffle House, how cool are we? Because, like, you know, you see a lot of people, but, like, how cool are we on a scale of 1 to 10?
I mean, we
and
were in, like Ashland, Virginia.
That question right there.
She did give us an 8, though.
She did give us an 8.
That question right there automatically brings you down to, like, a 2.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I was like, you lose automatically. By
but you know what?
Outfit.
I felt cool.
Going in there being like, I'm so
you,
cool.
Oh, and then remember what, when you asked her if she was sketching? You were like, imagine if she was, like, sketching right now. She was, like, writing the orders down.
Sketching.
Like, she was just writing on the counter, and you were like, imagine if she was just, like, sketching me right now.
All right.
And I was,
what,
like, the crying
What makes
Waffle
you
House
feel
man.
Cool? Like, what defines cool to giggles?
I think defining cool is, like, when you talk
keeping
to
calm, someone, carrying on?
Keeping calm and carrying on. But, no, just, like, you know, opening up to, like, I think they were thinking that I was, you know, BSing with them. But I was just like, hey, I was asking them questions, like, so why do you have to call out the orders.
Yeah,
why can't you just?
This is not cool.
It's not.
But
cool.
It wasn't in that like interested way. It was in wasted way, which is like way less respectful than you remember it.
It's true. That is true.
I definitely was embarrassed because I was like, it seems like he's making fun of them, and
I was.
I
was not. I was
like
no,
that.
No, no. And I definitely precursed
your country,
it by saying,
though. You're from Florida. You think you're not
you
in the
country.
South, and you're even more in like the dirty part of the South.
It's true. Dirty,
Virginia.
Racist.
Yeah, he's got that streak.
He does.
But you know what? I think everyone in that Waffle House was on meth, so.
Yeah, we were looking for meth. Like, if I found meth there that
would
night, I
would
have done it. Stayed up for like, I would still be up right now.
You would. You would have killed yourself.
Yeah.
You would kill yourself.
Either or that or clean my office.
Yeah, clean your office
oh
really
fast. Oh my god,
fast.
This office is scary.
That's not bad. It needs a little, well, I just need more room. I need like a, everything's
this
so small for me.
Small.
Is your
you
man
know?
Cave, though.
It is my
but
man
this
cave.
Will not, never mind.
You have room for a bed for Noah, though.
It's true.
You do.
He was sitting on
I'm
that
sitting
seat.
On the bed.
Scrap gave me a little racist moment.
Oh, God.
Wasn't him, though. So he's doing work for a couple of guys who make basketball videos, or like high school videos for basketball. And there are a couple guys from Connecticut, and they're black. And he's working on it. And they were coming over to pick up some stuff.
Of color.
And the guy on the first floor, like that 90-year-old guy on the first floor, saw them.
Oh God!
And he like freaked out. He like his face turned white. He thought he was getting robbed.
It's not really funny, but like people always.
But
think.
I think there is something humorous about an old person having that racism. It's just like
it's ingrained in them.
It's ingrained in them so deeply that nothing will change. Yeah. They could be friends with like. You know, as many black people, they're still going to fear them. They're still going to, like, have that racism in them. I think there's some in you because you came from Florida.
Well, totally. I told you my uncles were racist.
Very racist.
Very racist. We don't speak to them anymore. But
those are the uncles.
The uncles. The D-bags.
The D-bags.
Those fucking D-bags.
They're always
D-bags.
The worst.
This is not a family-friendly show right now.
No, a bunch of D-bags.
A bunch of D-bags.
Yeah, I mean... I think that there's a little bit of that in you, I would say.
What, racism?
Yeah.
That's great. I could probably comb our shows and find a bunch of racist remarks.
It's true.
No, but we did march in the Trayvon Martin march.
We did.
How was that? I mean, that whole Trayvon Martin thing, I feel like is totally getting out of control.
The Black Panthers have offered $10,000 for this guy's head.
Spike Lee gave the wrong address.
What do you mean?
Oh, no.
He tweeted the wrong address. And it was like an old person's house.
Oh, God.
And like they're getting death threats. They're getting like people come up to their door. The best one, I listened to an interview. I don't have it. I wish I did. But I listened to an interview where the old guy was like, we got this letter in the mail. And it said, taste the rainbow. Because he had Skittles in his hand. He's like, I didn't know what that meant.
Well, that's my whole argument with this whole like Occupy, you know, Union Square and Trayvon Martin and this school closures things. It's like, if you're going to protest smart. You know what I'm saying? Have a plan. Be civil about it, because as soon as you start yelling, people stop listening.
Has there ever been any kind of protest that has been smart? Like, you think back, I think back to the 60s. You think they were pretty smart. But you had the kids who took over the college. Remember, they barricaded themselves in. They didn't have a plan.
Nope.
They didn't really do anything but barricade themselves in.
Mm.
I mean, I'm sure there's been some protests that have like had legitimacy behind them.
Mm-hmm.
But has like what have they done? Like, where can you pinpoint one that was like, this worked?
Hmm.
I remember when I was in I think it was like 6th or 7th grade, Desert Storm was happening.
Oh yeah.
And there was a planned march out of school.
Like, oh yeah.
And
yeah.
And we were all supposed to leave the school and walk out. And you know, that time came at whatever, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we're all supposed to march out to the lawn, and everyone just kind of looked out the window. And nobody did anything.
Nobody did it. No Captain, my Captain.
No Captain, my Captain.
Oh, people are afraid, man. You know, like...
complacency.
Yeah. I mean, they're like, hey, I kind of like my life right now.
I'm sure that there are a lot of protests that have worked that we don't know about. And just because we don't know about them, that doesn't mean that there aren't any.
I mean, think about Egypt. The Arab Spring. These guys got a new leader in there.
All thanks to what?
Facebook. Twitter.
Shit.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It is.
I think...
And North Korea might unify now, because those guys are screwed, you know?
They're all
they got
screwed.
No food. They got no internet. We got a caller. We got a caller.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious. They up? Yeah, what's going on?
239.
Caller, you're on
the air.
Hello? Hey, what's up?
What's the radio show about tonight? I haven't heard any of it.
Well, then why aren't you listening to it?
Who is this?
I think this is my nephew.
We're talking about old boyfriends and girlfriends. Tell us about your old boyfriend.
I've never had a boyfriend.
Oh, that's
before.
All right. Tell us about your exes. What's going on? Would you ever go back and hook up with your ex?
Hook up?
Yeah.
Or just get back together?
Both. Either one.
Yeah, I'd hook up if I wasn't in anything else. But get back together now.
Never. It's never smart to get back
That's
together.
That's why they're your ex.
Exactly.
I'm sure it'll work out great the second time, right?
Wait, I know this guy.
Who?
I know this guy.
What's your name, buddy? Where are you calling from?
Come on, man. Mike, you know me, dude.
Doyle. Dirty Doyle. What's happening, brother? How you doing, man? Oh, man. It's been a while, bro. Hey, you know I got married, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I can't hear y'all very well. You need to turn up the volume for me.
I got hitched. All right. Dirty Doyle. Doyle. I'll call you Dirty Doyle. Is going to be your handle. All right, your radio handle. We were rollerbladers back in the day. We used to
You
skate.
Make it sound like you were a professional rollerblader.
We were.
You make it sound very gay.
We were.
Yeah. I also have a very gay image in my head.
It was gay as hell.
I bet. I bet.
Wait, tell what if I Yo, Ryan, give me a good rollerblading story. Give me a good like shit hit the fan. Like remember that time we gave the finger to that guy and he came up in the bike shorts?
So one time, we were all skating downtown Fort Myers. It was like me and Mike and a couple other buddies of his, and we were riding in our friend BPT's car. We'll call him BPT. And I had just hurt my ankle real bad, and I was all freaked out. And we were stuck in traffic leaving a Taco Bell or some shit at 14-year-old eat. And some guy, like, cut us off. We were in BPT's Monte Carlo. And somebody flicked him off. I don't know if it was me or if it was BBT or Mike or what. Someone flicked him off, and he stopped right dead in the middle of traffic, got out of his car, ran up to our car, like, yo, what the fuck, man? Like, right in our faces. It was so scary. Everyone's, like, cringing down, like, scared as hell for this guy.
Oh,
and we're
shit.
Like, no, sir, sorry. Pretty bad.
It was
That's
pretty epic.
Great.
That was good.
It
That's
was good.
So great. That guy just like nipped it in the bud.
Yeah, he's like these teenagers, these jerks.
Douchebags.
He was like a big scary biker dude. Like it was a do rag on his head.
You don't fuck with him.
It was a beard, ZZ Top beard.
Oh,
he was
man.
Not having any of it.
No, not at all. He was pissed.
Doyle. Tell me a really embarrassing giggle story. Of when you guys grew up together.
One time, we went up to my mom's in St. Augustine, Florida. We were just spending the weekend there.
That's really all you need is
and
Florida.
We were,
Go
and
ahead.
We were skating all the way back, and we were stopping in different cities on the way back, like a six-hour drive, and just like hitting up skate spots. And Mike's mom got all pissed about it. She was calling all of our parents. And it was really funny. It was really embarrassing for him because we weren't doing anything wrong, but she was really mad at him.
I could see that. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Poor guy.
That's true.
This is nice.
No.
Yeah. God. The old days.
I did not know that you were like a gay rollerblader in the past. Like
it was big though. Back in the 90s, you got to admit, it was big. It was before.
I saw a guy on a rollerblades today. It looks fun.
Actually, you know what it is now? It's a big homosexual thing.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Ugh. Well, maybe
you look really hot. Doing
well, we did
totally.
The tricks.
It works out your buns.
We did the tricks. We were doing the skates.
You were not doing any
tricks. I was
tricks.
Doing the tricks.
What tricks did you do?
I was riding
Guys,
rails.
We still have a caller on the line.
It's all right.
That's him.
Is he still there?
He's
there.
Listening.
Don't worry about it.
What else is he doing? He's calling into the show. He can listen. So and we used to film. We made skate movies.
Yeah. Do you
one
you
was
have
the
any
Dirty
online?
South, and then the other one was Vigilante's The Loss.
The Loss?
Yeah. We made skate movies, bro. Ryan, you still got a you still got Dirty South on VHS? He's still there.
He's still there.
Doyle.
All right, I'm going to hang up on him then. Doyle. Nice to have you, brother. We'll talk
I
to you later.
I told you, I didn't think he was there.
No. He was there.
He was there.
Whatever.
But
no, he's off.
Yeah.
But we made skate fun. Movies. We,
that's cool.
Yeah,
so
and
wait,
that's how I learned
Vigilantes.
That's where I came up with the name was a senior year in high school.
Oh, that's cool.
I came
cool.
up with the name Vigilantes.
It's really good, actually. That's
it's a,
nice, a
good name.
That's a nice little
patented
name.
Right there.
There
Trademark.
It is.
There is the Shit. Framed patent. That's cool. You framed.
Yeah. So here, let me ask you this question. There's a there's another company out there. Or
uh-huh.
I don't know if it's a company, but it's this group of people, and their names are Dawson Vigilantes.
Visual same spelled the same
it
way.
It says Dawson Vigilantes, and I think that's like the Dawson family, and they think they're Vigilantes or whatever.
Should is I, it Vigilantes like
yes.
yours?
Yes. Should I sue them?
Who are the Dawsons? Have you looked them up?
It's like the Dawson family. We can look them up right now. The Dawson Vigilantes. I could sue them, right?
You, I mean,
counter sue.
Yeah.
Well, it's a cease and desist. It's not really a...
Sue. I can't really get any money out of it.
No. What are you going to get out of it?
They just be like, stop.
And it's not like you're huge enough that where you could be
oh, I'm
like...
Big.
Yeah?
Oh, he's big.
I don't know about that.
Apparently. All right. We're taking calls. 646-915-9228. Give us a shout. If you've got an embarrassing story about Giggles or Dave... Or Plan B McGee, if you're her boyfriend coming in for a visit. And you know what? I hope you find. What is that?
Don't worry about it. What do you hope she finds?
True love. I think plan B maybe
this weekend. Spring's in the air.
Yeah, this weekend was sort of, you know, it was very poignant.
Well, there was no single dudes.
There was nothing for me. There was nothing for me.
No.
I was looking good.
I bet. Yeah.
You know, I had it. Both of those were horrible responses because you go, I bet. Like, he doesn't even give a shit. He was playing on his iPad.
And wasn't even listening.
And Giggles just goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Not like, yeah, you did. You looked good. Like, would it kill you to just tell me I looked nice?
You look great.
You look great.
Everyone in this room looks good.
Even if I don't.
It's tough being a single.
Got the leather jacket on.
It's tough having a guy for a best friend. You're like, oh, God, I'm so insecure. And guys don't really, like, do anything about
that. Being a single girl at a wedding where there's, like, hot bridesmaids, you can't compete with that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
The bridesmaids get like the pick of the litter.
So they're the top.
They're the top
of the food chain.
And then
they
like
are.
Then how does it fall down? How does it fall down?
To like friends of the, you know, friends of the bride and groom. You know what I'm saying? But the bridesmaids, they stand out because you're like, oh, it's a bridesmaid. You got the you know.
They got the dress.
The dress. And you're like, oh, and they're dancing.
How does the
like,
guys work? Same thing.
What do you mean?
Like single guys? Is it the groomsmen?
A lot of times, there's not a lot of single guys at a wedding. Usually, the guys are like with their chicks or like. You know, weddings cost. I mean, it's like anywhere from 60.
Is it because a girl does not feel afraid to go to a wedding alone and a guy will not go to a wedding alone? Do you think that's the reason? The guy will be like, listen, I got to, you know, come with me. He has more scruples of saying,
well, like
listen, come with me to a wedding.
You needed a date for my wedding. You couldn't go by yourself.
No, I could not go
by myself. You could have pulled. You could have, well, you should have. You could have pulled big.
Out of your friends?
What about Mrs. Giggles' nursing friends?
Yeah,
I mean, they were ready to party.
Oh my God,
they were ready to party.
Not just ready, they came partying.
They came partying.
They were all like decked out with their dancing and unison and line dancing.
They were good. What's up?
What?
I'm gonna do a quick
plug
commercial. How do I tell people that I'm on a radio show and you should listen to it?
www.davengiggles.blogspot.com.
And I didn't mean to interrupt,
no, it's fine.
But
cool.
I actually feel like that.
Now, if we can get like if we can
permission.
Bump the listenership up to 5 from 4, I think we're in good shape. What are we at right now?
So a couple weeks ago, this came out and it kind of like hit the airwaves, and not the airwaves so much, but as the internet. And I found it interesting only because it's like I don't know how to describe the passion in it. All right, hold on. Actually, we're gonna put this on pause. And we're gonna hit this.
I think
this. We got your boy calling back. I think.
No, this is different. This is a different caller.
We got
caller,
Florida.
You're on the air. Yo,
hey,
it's Giggle's
sister.
It's Giggle's sister.
Oh no!
Epic phone
geez.
What's going on?
I couldn't resist. Dirty Doyle was on the phone. Back all kinds of memories.
Oh my God.
Ugh, jeez. How
I
you doing, Paul?
And then wedding dates. You know,
man.
That kind of stuff. I had to call in.
Of course.
Yes.
It's Paula.
Paula. You do, she does all the wedding stuff, right?
No, that's Stephanie.
Oh, that's Stephanie. Never mind then, Paula.
Let me.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead. Relay into us.
Us?
Yeah.
You.
I have a complaint with Giggles.
We
I
all do.
I told him. I said, I'm coming up for your wedding.
Uh-oh.
Have somebody there. Just one single straight guy for me.
I would have been
and
there for you. Why
nothing.
Didn't you ask me?
Nothing.
All you got to do is ask, Paula.
Well, you got a date.
You would have had to fight me for that one man, Paula.
It don't matter. Just ask me.
Yeah. Plan B McGee was in the running. There was
I was like a shark that night. I was
and you
looking
did get
love.
Somebody.
Yeah.
We had. Well,
I
we had.
What?
Well, it's okay.
Plan B McGee definitely connected at the end of the night.
Bags.
Yeah,
it's cool. Listen, Paul, all you got to do is ask, man. All you got to do is ask.
Well, I tell you what, I missed my chance then, huh?
You did.
I tried. I tried. But, you know, it's tough. I don't have a lot of straight single guy friends.
We have a lot of gay single guy
friends.
I got
a lot of gay dudes hanging around me.
It's true.
That's
so what's it like down there in Florida? What's going on, Paula?
It's hot.
I bet it is.
It's getting hot, but we're getting ready to have a four-day weekend here. So I'm going to spend Friday
weekend?
At
Easter.
The beach.
What do you do? Did you give up anything for Lent? Is there anything that you're coming back to?
She's not Catholic.
What is she?
No, I didn't give any.
Baptist.
I probably should have given some stuff up for Lent, but I didn't actually.
That's all right.
So,
that's okay.
Yeah. But
you have nothing to say to your
Easter's
sister?
But Easter's very important to me, so.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Good.
So.
You have nothing to say to your sister?
I'm listening. I
She's
haven't talked
to
my sister
to
in like
you.
A couple
she
weeks.
She said she has a bone to pick with you.
She does.
Well, I told her. I mean, you know.
Are you coming up anytime soon, Paul?
I've got the summers off, so who knows? I might show up this summer. You never know.
It's true. Somebody might show up this summer.
The back door is always open.
The back door is always open. Backdoor McGee.
It's true.
Hey.
All right, Paula.
I might, yes.
Paula.
She's
focus. All right. Give me like the best, most embarrassing giggle story from when he was a little kid.
Oh gosh, so many come to mind,
and
I'm trying to remember what did you talk recently about your because something sparked the when you had to do that video on Beethoven.
We watched that, Paula. I got to see that video, and it changed my life.
I transferred it from VHS to my computer.
Oh, it changed my life.
Oh.
It was so funny. I think you might
want to
play a little bit of that. It is great.
Is this like a young Giggles?
It is like an 8-year-old Giggles.
A young Giggle.
Or 10-year-old or 12.
And I actually have a cameo in that video.
Yes,
you do.
Actually, it's just my voice.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, you say like Wolfie or something.
Hold on. I'm gonna
play
a little bit.
Hear it right now.
Hold on, Paula. We're gonna play a little bit of this. This is definitely embarrassing.
Okay.
Look at that old VHS.
Old VHS.
So great.
All right, here we go. Hold on.
Turn it up.
Hold on.
Don't blast us.
Oh, it's
playing.
So good.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Blow it up. Let me see this in full screen.
This is good.
This is so good. Can you hear that, Paula?
I don't see it.
It's okay.
The
we'll be back
I
to you.
Read is Mozart, scenes from the childhood of the great composer.
Can you hear it?
Its author was Catherine Brighton. This biography book. This was a biography book. Hello, I'm Johannes Christostomus. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
So awkward. Such an awkward kid.
You're just, there she is.
You're just pacing
it
back and forth.
My papa taught us music. I could eat with me.
Wolfie.
There it is. Hold on.
Wolfie.
Here it is. Hold on.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. My sister calls me.
Wolfie.
In Salzburg, Germany.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
Wolfie.
Do you do anything else? Or you just stand
there
and talk
off take,
with me?
There's
a second take,
and he fucks up his name again. He stumbles over it
That's
all
amazing.
Over again.
Look at you.
And it's the same sample on the keyboard, the same song again.
But you know what? You know, I got to give credit to my sister because she was there. She's like, yeah, I'll help you out. You know, she got the VHS. She was recording me. And
sure. Did you get an A on that?
I don't think so.
No.
Probably not. So. It's pretty bad.
It's funny. Watching this, I was like, how did I ever get into theater?
Oh, you're terrible.
I know. That's what I asked. Like, what about this video made somebody say, like, he should go into theater?
Nobody.
Or made you say you should go into theater?
I don't know.
That's
terrible.
Yeah.
You can't, you, oh, man.
But it is funny. I mean, your videos are the funniest I've ever
seen.
They are.
They are good.
You have a comic, you know, potential for sure.
That ended my voiceover career.
That was it?
That was it.
Voiceover's
That's
hard to break
sad.
Into. It's,
all right,
you know.
We're going to, Paul, if you want to hang on the line, you're okay. We're going to play a little bit from my vocal juries.
Can you hear it, Paula, on the phone?
Uh-uh. Did I hang up so I can hear it?
Oh, you can't hear it? Oh, yeah, I guess she probably can't. We're playing the videos, and it's just...
Is that redhead?
I don't think
can
hear
it. That's my ex. You remember her.
Oh, is that... What's her name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
All right, well, I'll hang up so I can hear the video.
No,
right.
Don't hang up.
Good night.
All right, Paula.
All right.
We'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling.
I'll hang up. I'm like, don't go, Paula.
I want to hear you. Is this you singing?
She looks cute. That's an ex. There's an ex. You're good friends with her. Like that relationship that you have. Oh,
that's another ex.
Oh, Call from the Vatican. I like that one.
Yes.
Were you the only straight guy? Is that why everyone dated you?
Yeah, he got so much action, and that should tell you something.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Oh,
God, this is so
this
awkward.
Look at those eyebrows. Who's that dude? Look at those eyebrows.
All right, you ready for this? This is
like
me singing.
Let me
junior year of college.
God.
Oh, it's terrible. Hold on. God.
Look at you being so emotional.
Oh, so emotional. He's like pulling
at
his fingers.
I saw them on the boat by the sea. They looked so much in love. They never looked at me.
Yes, we did.
They stood and watched me cry and sang their little song. I cursed the summer sky.
Wait for it.
Do you hit the note?
Who
told you you were good?
Nobody.
Oh my God. And you know what, listeners? I wasn't watching the video. I was just covering my eyes and laughing. I was only listening to it. That's all you
that's
need.
That's painful.
It doesn't even. Oh,
what
it's
other,
so
what
funny.
Other videos you got in there? You got a bunch.
Well,
you
you've seen this
these,
one. I'm going to put them online.
This needs to be the theme.
Is it good?
For
oh, here it,
Giggles.
Is. Here it
oh,
is.
Oh, this is great. So Giggles was on Double Dare.
Guts.
That's right. On. Guts.
Oh, here it is.
What was Guts? It was like a Olympic kind of
It was
thing?
Like Nerd Olympics.
Nerd Olympics.
Totally Nerd Olympics.
All right, I want to see a little bit of Giggles.
All right, so eighth grade.
The
summer between seventh and eighth grade, I was on Nickelodeon Guts. You know, here's the thing. All right.
You lived in Florida.
I lived in Florida, but you know what? I have lived a pretty exciting life. Guts, a failed theater career.
Way failed.
Bad Mozart video. You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. All right. So this is my spill your guts, and we're gonna put this online for sure. And if you call in right now.
Hello, my name is Mike Free for All Bradley. I enjoy many team solo sports. Another accomplishment that I would like to achieve is to run the Pepper Martin. I really enjoy inline skating.
That was good, right?
I'm calling you Free for All from now on.
I'm Mike Free for All Bradley.
Do you fail any of these events?
I fail all of them.
Just give me one fail. Did you take home any money for this?
No, I got shoes and like.
That's great.
Oh wait a minute, hold on.
You got something.
Hold on,
here
I got
the
something
end,
else good. I got something really good for you guys. Hold on.
Man, there's nothing like looking at a video from the 90s.
It's
got that like brightness to it.
I don't know if you know, but Mike Bradley was sort of a star in the Florida theater circuit.
It's true, I was. All right, oh here, look at
what
this
happened to your hair.
God, that's terrible. Hold on.
1994. All right.
What happened to your hair? You have a big chunk out of the front of it.
It was a bad haircut. Plan B, McGee knows. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait, let me pre-
give me
oh,
that audio. You're singing and dancing like a fool.
Hold on. So let me precurse this. This is good. This is good. It's good radio.
This is very.
This is hilarious. I wish they could see this with us.
So,
no, it doesn't matter.
They don't need to see it.
You can just hear it.
So this was the summer. This was a summer program between like sophomore.
I wish we show prepped this stuff. We could have did something good with it. Now we're just watching it.
It's so
all right,
great
go ahead.
Fly.
Summer between sophomore year of high school and junior year of high school, I did this New Arts Festival, all which right. was like. You know, they was like, "All right, we're gonna do a 2-week music theater program. And we need guys, and you're the only guy we really have." So we did this, you know, 2-week music theater intensive, and then the Wink TV, which is Channel 5, CBS, came in and interviewed
local Florida television.
I was bad. I had acne, and for some reason they interviewed.
How old were you?
16.
Oof.
All right, so you ready for this?
6'16", too.
He does have some acne issues.
You know, Michael Bradley, it's a confidence builder.
If you have confidence, is that you, you know, do anything, and the more confidence you have on stage, then the better you look in, you know, doing your stuff, and the more enjoyable it is for the audience to watch you.
Go back to that. Let's watch that again. Hold on, I want to go back before. And is that you in the upper right corner? Where are you? What is going on here?
So
these
this
are all
is
commercials.
This is a commercial, like 90s
commercials.
A local news, Florida, like puff piece.
$6 million lottery.
And now it's like 19.
$600 million.
Like 89 commercials.
Buddy McKay.
This is really something as far as radio goes. Like we're just watching TV right now.
Here we go.
This week's Spirit of Southwest Florida, Wink News reporter Melanie Kosminski introduces us to local kids who are honing their skills while having the summer of their lives.
I had the summer of my life.
Where are you? There you are.
Right there.
He's up on the
summer for these students as they focus on what they love best. The musical theater. I see myself on Broadway.
Look at you
and
back there.
Can we find out if she is on Broadway?
She's in Pensacola, Florida.
Wow, you're doing some amazing.
I had a crush on her.
They learn style, musical theater style. Look at this guy. Did he touch you?
definitely looks like he did.
Look at you dancing around like a fool.
Intensive training, and they learn from the best instructors in the world.
I wish that was you.
Lita Bush's second year in the program.
Did you hook up with her?
We get to grow in all different sorts of ways. And meeting all these different
Is that you with the boa?
And, like,
you know why
things,
he didn't hook up with her?
Lolita.
Lolita Bush.
In different areas.
His name's Lolita Bush.
Look at that acne.
Oh, that's really bad. You look terrible. It's a confidence. But the hair thing.
If you have confidence, you can, you know, do anything.
This
and
is your
the
philosophy.
More confidence you have on stage, then the better you look in, you know, doing your stuff.
Doing your stuff.
It's all about how you look.
To watch you.
It is all about how you look. It was good. You like
what
that
happened?
One? What do you mean?
The way you look. What happened to your hair? You had a big chunk out of the
front
of it.
Well, that's my part. It's like I had the part right there. But
yeah,
that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Your skin looks nice now.
Thank
you.
You
don't have acne scars
at all. I did have bad acne.
You have big pores, though.
It's true.
You have big pores.
It's true. But
probably bad for a kid, but it's okay now.
Yeah. I mean, there were days I didn't want to go to school.
Oh, that's
did
horrible.
You put makeup on?
No, I did. But the Clearasil had that like that one stuff that like if you'd put, you know, but it would look like you were wearing makeup.
Yeah.
And I remember somebody told me, he was like, "Are you wearing makeup?" And I was like, "No, it's Clearasil."
No, man, I swear. Picture day, no makeup, never covered a zit.
Nope.
I don't believe you.
God, picture day. You remember that when you were a kid? You only had one shot. They only took one picture of you. Now they probably take a couple because it's digital. But back then, you had one chance.
One shot. And now you've kind of become, like you were telling me that you went to a high school and shot a talent show.
It was a middle school. No, middle school. Elementary school. Fifth grade talent show.
So it's like you're that guy. You're the guy who everyone looks at and you're like, this guy's that creepy photographer guy.
Listen, we had an ad in their program.
Nice.
Yeah.
Vigilantes.
Mm-hmm.
The Damon Brothers Vigilantes. What are they?
Dawson Vigilantes.
Dawson Vigilantes.
And then there was another website. This chick,
I like them more.
Her name was Visualities. And I was like, what?
What?
Visualities. And I was like, what?
Visualities?
No. It wasn't even Visualities. It was like Visualities.
I'm sure he just doesn't. It's probably Visualities.
Another exciting activity for the. Hey, guys, can I talk about my show for a second?
Yes, talk about the
Remember
show.
Remember when I was going to say that?
Yes, earlier? That's the news. This is the news.
I know, that's the news.
Tell me about the news.
Okay, so it's been booked. It's been
booked.
It's been accepted by Joe's Pub.
Joe's Pub, that's a big show.
Its tickets are on sale.
That's awesome.
May 6th. At 9:30 Sunday night. It's going to be the music of Les Suedos.
So when is
the
it?
Dance. It's at 9:30 on Sunday, May 6th. At
May
Joe's
6th,
Pub.
9:30.
Yeah.
How much are tickets?
$15.
$15.
Yeah.
Where does the money go to? In your pocket?
It goes to paying the credit card I took out to pay my singers.
Well, that's nice. How many how many people you got in the band?
Three people in the band and four in the singers.
That's awesome. And then
it's
you got someone
videotaping
it?
No, he's going to be in Italy.
Oh, that's when you're going to Italy.
Yeah.
You're going to miss her gig.
Yeah, he's going to miss it.
She didn't ask me when...
That's
know.
True.
Well, yeah, I did not clear it with Mike Bradley and his vacation schedule.
AKA Giggles.
AKA Giggles. No,
there's always scrap.
Oh, God, don't get him, though.
No,
oh.
I don't really... I think I'll probably maybe see if Ryan can video.
Yeah,
there you
but
go.
I need somebody to run the projections, too, so I still am looking. But that's not really...
Yeah,
not a big concern.
It's
right
not really about the video, but don't get Scrap to do your video. He will ruin it.
I don't even know who that is.
He will ruin it. He ruined it. I had a wedding that I was going to do for this client.
Ugh.
End of May.
Ruined.
They don't want to hire me because Scrap ruined the first video they
That's
did for
tough.
Him. It's bad. You know what I'm saying?
It is tough.
You want something done right?
I
do it yourself.
I guess I'm not too worried about getting it on video for some reason, and I know I should be more.
You
know,
should get it on video.
I should get it on video for sure.
I mean,
but
you
like,
could look back like we did with Giggles, this old stuff.
It's true.
And be like, look how ridiculous we were.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Well, I'm hoping it's not going to be ridiculous. I'm hoping it's
going
to be good.
That was the joke.
I think it's going to be really good.
It's going to be really good.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
You should buy your tickets. $15.
$15. I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll bring everybody down.
Yeah, but you say that, but like.
Am
really,
I here?
Well, you. Yeah. It's true.
It's true. Here. Hey, are you going to be there?
I'll be there. Yeah,
okay,
just remind
me
again.
Can you film it?
Can you maybe shower before you
can
go?
Can you run the projections?
We want to just do everything?
Yeah, you know I'm going to ask you to do something. Yeah, I know. This guy's too good to, you know.
I know. And I probably will be there, and I probably will be pressing buttons.
Yeah, well, you'll definitely be there. Yeah. You might be pressing buttons.
I probably
in more ways than one.
All right, hey, we got another caller.
We got another caller.
Caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to confirm. This is Ryan.
Yeah, what's up, buddy? You got a gig.
Yeah, I'm taping the shit out of Emily's show.
Nice.
Confirmed.
I love that. Right. I confirmed. Just threw it out there.
Emily, I don't know how we're getting it done yet, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, I just have to figure out, you know, in what capacity I want to use you, because, yeah, I'll use you for sure.
I got a question for you, Ryan.
Yo.
Are we ever going to see the short that we shot like 2 years ago?
I know, really?
Done.
It's done. Why haven't they seen it?
Because the music's not done.
Ugh. So it's not done.
Immediately accusatory, Dave.
Emily, Ems and Giggles have seen it. Plan B and Giggles have seen it. I forget your name.
I shot the whole thing.
I forget it too.
I shot the whole thing. I haven't seen it.
Giggles needs to work on his acting.
You never come over, Dave.
That's true.
It's true.
But you never come over and help us out producing anymore. You used to be our producer. What
it's
happened?
True.
You guys, I didn't know you were doing a show tonight until Emily texted me. So obviously,
yep.
Nobody knew.
That's true.
Nobody knew until 30 minutes before
that's
show.
True. That's
and
true.
And that's the problem because nobody can listen.
All right, come next show. We're going to watch the short.
Sounds good.
On air.
That's true.
Ryan.
Yeah, speaking of Giggles not being able to act.
Oh.
Damn.
Faced.
No, I'm
all
glad.
All right, guys, I got to go.
All right,
buddy.
What is he doing? What's
gotta
he
go.
Doing?
I know, I got to go. Like, I got important things to do.
I do.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Why you got to talk shit? Why you got to talk shit?
That's all right.
Good show.
We got some good callers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some old favorites.
Some old songs.
I mean, I grew up with that kid. We were skating every day. It's true.
Dirty I bet Doyle. You were skating. And I use air quotes with that.
Skating. Yeah. That I never had
gayest,
any gay sex with any
of those
guys.
That was the gayest image of you I've ever had in my mind. You rollerblading.
I was good. Good.
And then cowering in the shadow of a scary bully that you gave the finger to.
Ouch.
What a dumbass.
Good show.
Good show.
Next week.
Monday. You air next week? Monday?
Yeah.
Boom. In? Done.
Monday.
All right, are we going to do your big announcement on Monday?
Possibly.
Maybe Possibly. We'll start like really ramping it up.
Let's do it. Let's big do announcement. It.
Big announcement
coming
Monday.
Up. Coming up. And we want to wish Happy Easter, Happy Passover,
happy
Pesach.
What are you doing? You going back down to Florida?
I might go to Deb's. She invited me over for a Seder.
That sounds fun.
You go Saturday?
Yeah.
Let's do it. We'll have to invite you.
I have to work.
Oh, yeah. But nobody's getting soup and bread on Easter, are they? Passover.
I don't know what Passover
Maybe
is.
Maybe I'll call out. I want to call out all week.
A lot of matzah.
I don't want to work at all this week.
You should.
Now if you know how
any,
I feel.
Waiters that want to take a shift.
I have the laziest friends. Just the laziest friends. All right, good show.
Really good
we
show.
We will see you Monday. Do you have anything else to... So, May 15th?
May 6th.
May 6th,
$15.
$15. I got those backwards.
The dance.
Sunday.
At Joe's Pub. Yeah.
What time?
9:30. Yeah. It's gonna be good.
It's going to be really good.
It's going to be good. You're not even going to be here.
Yeah,
you're
Bradley
be
will
we'll
be...
See.
We'll
ask Hurrah.
Gotta buy our tickets.
Why don't you buy your tickets?
We got to do a show.
So you just decided before the show that you're going to buy the tickets.
No, we got to buy our tickets for Italy. We haven't done that.
Exactly.
I know.
You just decided before that. You
no, I just
this.
Got reminded.
Guys, it's okay.
Just relax.
You relax. I've been yelling a lot more. All right.
Italy, hey. Go home. Doodly-doo.